This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 208. Two magnificent models from IELTS Speaking Part 2.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, Lindsay and Jessica will answer sample part two speaking questions, and you'll get a winning template for part two success. Hey, Jessica, how's it going? What's up in the soccer
Lindsay.
World these days? Any of your favorite teams playing?
Oh, so close. We're so close to playing. So as everyone should know, the Timbers won the national championship.
Yes.
And I feel like that just happened. And it kind of did. Like, it was just a couple months ago, I think.
Yeah.
But they're already starting again because they're training. So there's a name for the tournament. I don't remember what it is, but there's a whole bunch of professional teams in Tucson. They're training in Tucson, Arizona right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're having what it's called friendlies. So when teams play each other, but the who wins doesn't really matter. It's not on a record, you know? So I think it's basically just to try out new players. So anyway, long answer to your question. Yes, they are playing.
That's good.
What sport do you watch, Lindsay? Because you don't follow soccer. I know that.
Yeah. A lot of my friends out here love football. Like, football is a big deal. But I don't watch that, actually. I don't really watch any sports, to be honest. I used to watch a lot of tennis when I played tennis, but then I just stopped. Well, I don't watch any sports, Jessica, actually.
That's okay. And you know what? You don't have to either. So don't feel bad about that.
That is okay.
However, if you were an IELTS student, I would tell you to perhaps find a sport you might be interested in and watch a game or two. Because seriously, like, there's questions on the test like this, and I feel so bad. Are a lot of countries where women are not encouraged to play sports.
Well, yeah, sure.
A lot of countries still, right? And so sometimes these girls are from these types of countries, and I end up asking them questions about sports.
Oh, no.
And like, right before the question comes out of my mouth, I'm like, oh God, oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I can't say that, but in my head, I'm like, oh crap.
Oh,
like,
it seems chosen unfair.
Yeah. So remember, one of the best things you can do to prepare for the IELTS test is to make yourself as well-rounded as possible.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. If that means you have to watch sports, then you have to watch sports.
But you know what? Like, you could work it into your personality. If you're a really good friend of mine, he does not care about sports at all, but I think it's because, like, he didn't play sports in high school and he was kind of like an outsider that the sports dudes made fun of. You know what I mean? Like, the sports guys were mean to him. So he's like, oh God, sports. Blech. But he's a really awesome surfer. And surfing is a sport. Like, you just use what you have already, what you're interested in, and you could tweak it a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. It doesn't have to be your typical, like, football, basketball. We can baseball. We can go out of the box a little bit. So that's good. I like that.
Totally.
Do we have a question today, Jessica, from the speaking exam that you're going to try to answer for us? What is that question about? What are we talking about today?
So on speaking part two of the exam, guys, there are three sort of general things that you can practice describing. So the one is describing people, very common topics, cards. And the second is describing events or experiences. That's like, describe a party, describe a time when you felt nervous, you know, stuff like that, events and experiences. And the third most difficult one is describing objects. Now, we have done an episode about describing objects. So I think if you go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and search speaking part two, that should come up.
should come up. Yeah.
Yeah. So today we're going to give you guys some examples about how to describe people. Because actually, although this one does seem easy, like it sounds like an easy thing, I was just practicing this with some students in our course the other day, and they kind of veered in the wrong direction. Oh. So just make sure.
I wonder what the wrong direction is. That's interesting. Well, I'll have to hear more about that.
So my doggy just growled.
Oh,
I wonder if
we get to know Ozzy. I mean,
Ozzy's having a bad dream. Oh, that was adorable. Okay. No. So, if the card says describe a person, then you have to first. He's growling right now. Ozzy, come here.
Is he sleeping?
No, he's awake. I think there's a mailman or something.
Oh.
So if the card says describe a person, first of all, directly answer that. Describe the person. I mean, describe what they look like. Describe their personality. So the wrong direction, for example, I asked this person to describe their best friend. I thought that'd be easy. So instead of describing the best friend, the person like started saying, oh, I met her in high school. We took a lot of the same classes. And I was like, and then kind of went in that direction and talked about the classes they took together. And I was like, that wasn't what I asked you to do.
Interesting.
Yeah, directly answer the question. And then our trusty IELTS part two strategy, tell a story.
Yeah.
Tell a story about the topic. Okay, so I'm going to try my best to demonstrate that now.
It's not easy. When we flip the script and we get on the other side and try to answer these questions, we understand why it's difficult. So we can empathize with you here. Okay, so I'm going to ask you the question and then I'll just set the timer for 2 minutes, Jessica, and you can just do your very best.
I'll do my thing.
You can do it. Aim for a 7, Jessica. You can do it. I know you can.
I'm aiming for a 9. Shoot for the stars.
Yeah, have high goals. Okay, Jessica, can you describe a famous person for us, please? If you're ready to have your own success story, just like Renata, Rodrigo, Florian, Pedro, and Nadia, then it's time for you to get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System and start using our insider method now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Okay, so the first person that comes to mind if I'm asked to describe a famous person would be, of course, a soccer athlete. One of the most famous women athletes in the world is Abby Wambach. And one reason why she comes to my mind so quickly is because she lives in Portland. Now, if you see Abby Wambach, she definitely looks like an athlete. She has very short hair. She's very tall for a woman. I believe she's almost 6 feet. And she just like exudes strength. She's just so like, she's not wiry. She's not skinny. She is just buff. Like, this lady is so strong, like big soccer legs. So she definitely looks like an athlete. And as far as her personality goes, it is also extremely strong. She is, as I said, one of the best women athletes in the world. And in order to be there, you have to have sacrificed other parts of your life. You know, I can't imagine that she had much of a personal life growing up, because she was probably playing soccer from morning to night, you know, through high school, through university. But it obviously paid off because she was on a team that won the Olympics, that won the World Cup. So, the first memory the most immediate memory that comes to mind when I think of Abby Wambach is the last time I saw her play. And that was in the World Cup. She didn't actually play that much because she had said this was her last World Cup. This was her last season on the team. And for a professional athlete, I think she's getting kind of old. So she's probably making the right decision there. So the last time I saw her play was the last game of the World Cup. We were already ahead. We were already winning. We already knew that this trophy
was
ours.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
My
gosh. Thank you.
I wasn't even done with my story.
Time's up.
Hey,
good job. You filled the whole 2 minutes. I mean, you did a good job of really stretching it out, and you had more to say. I mean, that was.
Oh, I could have gone on. So, guys, yeah. That's your best strategy, okay? Describe, if you see this as a topic, describe a person. Number one, describe what they look like. Number two, describe their personality as best you can. Make a guess, right? Number three, talk about a memory, which is a story about that person.
Yeah, I think that you started in on the story at around 120, which is great because maybe if you hadn't, you know, had that story to go into, if you hadn't known that that was a good idea to go into a story, you probably would have fallen short. You would have stopped right there, right at 120, and that would have been trouble. Danger zone.
Totally. And I see students do that all the time. So guys, that story, I tell people this all the time. You need to have that in your back pocket. You need to have that be your automatic, habitual, natural choice of your strategy to go to. Every part two topic, first thing you think of, you have a minute to brainstorm, a minute to take notes. First thing you think of, what story can I tell about this?
I love that. I love that because that's the missing piece. And you did follow the template well, right? You started off with the physical piece, describing the way she looks, then her personality, and then into the story. And I also liked some of the vocabulary words you used, by the way, Jessica, if I could mention. You said wiry. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. And then you said buff, right? You actually repeated it twice for emphasis. She's very buff, very buff. I thought that was cool.
Guys, I think if you listen to this answer, you could get a lot of like natural speaker slang and phrasing from my answer, but also the linking words. I tried to really give complete transition phrases. So guys, this is definitely an episode you should listen to more than once and take notes. These phrases, like when I think of Abby Wambach, the most immediate memory that comes to mind, or these sort of really long transition phrases, guys, this is how you score highly for fluency and coherence. So please use this template, use my phrasing even to strengthen your own answers about describing people.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Awesome. Good
example.
All right,
Lindsay, do you want to try this strategy? So what do they look like? Personality, story.
Oh, yeah. I need to think of someone to describe.
Okay,
oh,
but you don't have to do a famous person because I already did that one. So instead,
I could just do anyone?
No, that's not fair. I have to assign you something. Let's see. Describe your best friend from elementary school.
Okay, I can do that. I can do that. All right.
Okay.
And what kind of time limit do I have for this piece? Same?
2 minutes.
2 minutes? Okay.
Always all 2 minutes.
Let's do it. Okay. So we're going to do, hold on 1 second.
I'll time you.
Okay. I got it. I got it.
Lindsay, get organized over there. What's happening in Boston?
I'm ready. There's a snowstorm going on in Boston, actually.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So my best friend from high school and middle school, her name is Emma, and she actually is originally British. Her family's British, but she moved to the States when she was about 7 or 8, and she's very tall with long legs, and she was a basketball player in high school. Actually, we became friends when we were 14, and we were just inseparable from the age of 14 all the way through high school. It was great. We used to have a great time. We used to go on adventures, go for ice cream, go rollerblading together. She's a great girl. And her personality, in terms of her personality, she is a little bit reserved. Sometimes she can be a little shy, but she's great one-on-one in terms of conversation. One of those people that's just a great friend. She's always there for you. She's also a little bit emotional. So she would start crying all the time when we would watch sad movies, and she would just, even in a deep conversation, she would just break out in tears, and the faucets would start going and she would cry, and just some crazy things. I remember once we went to California together and we went swimming in the ocean. We went to visit my aunt in San Clemente, and we had a dramatic experience together where we were swimming at San Juan Capistrano Beach near LA, and we got pulled under the water and the riptide pulled us down. And, you know, because we experienced that that event together, it brought us closer. Luckily, we did come out of it okay, and we walked back up onto the beach, and we survived. But I think after that event together, we really were able to come closer as friends, because when you go through an event like that with a friend, you definitely strengthen your friendship. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hi, listeners. We had a bit of a technical difficulty after Lindsay finished her answer. So I am recording this little piece to give you feedback on her excellent part two answer. First of all, you can notice that she followed the structure exactly. It was awesome. It was really well organized. You can also note the linking word she used to link those different parts, the personality, what the person looked like, and then that really vivid story about her and her friend being pulled under the water by the riptide. So this very specific vocabulary comes out when you do tell a story. And she did describe that girl's personality really well. She was reserved. She was emotional. She cried at everything. I could know this person. I could be friends with her, definitely. And of course, the pronunciation, the intonation, the stress gets better when you are describing something you know in detail. So, as I said, just practice this strategy, guys. Listen to our answers a couple times and take notes. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.